From VOA News in Washington, I'm Frances Alonzo. Online friend-of-a-friend social networking sites like Facebook, MySpace, and LinkedIn can help you stay connected to people you know and help expand your social circle. However friendly and unassuming these sites appear, lurking in the background are real threats to your privacy and security. Joining us now is Roger Thompson, Chief Research Officer at AVG, an antivirus firm. Welcome, Roger.
Morning, Frances.
Describe for us what these social networking sites are truly good for.
Oh, they're great fun, for starters. My kids all enjoy it, and I've managed to make contact with people that I haven't seen for years, for decades, in other countries. Great fun. But there's a danger in that one of the things about security is that the more usable or more functional you make something, the less secure it tends to become. They exist in an inverse relationship. And the danger is that because these things are so much fun and you disclose so much information about yourself and they're so powerful, that in itself represents a security risk. I'm very careful about what I say on those networks, but I can promise you that my kids are not careful.
So what's the real find for hackers in these sites?
Well, one of the really interesting things is that a lot of people tend to use the same password because years ago, us security gurus said to people, never write your password down. Just pick a really good password that you can remember and no one can guess. And that sort of made sense 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when you only logged into one or two places, maybe the network at work and maybe an email. But these days, there's so many places that you log in on the web. It's all the Web 2.0 stuff, or as we like to call it, the Web 2.0 stuff, because you're inclined, you have a Facebook page and you have a MySpace page, and if you've only got the one password, you use it there, but then you use the same password at your bank and for your credit cards and for perhaps lots of other places as well. And if somebody hacks into one place and manages to get your password, then you'll lose it all over. Actually, a better plan these days is to have lots of passwords and write them down and stick it in your wallet. At least if you lose your wallet, you know you've got to change all your passwords. But if you lose one site, you don't lose the keys to the kingdom.
Now, the Internet appears to be safe, providing that sense of anonymity and security. And most people feel protected, and yet they're somehow victims of these savvy hackers.
Yeah.
Well, what can people do about these threats?
It's a real and growing danger. For example, one of the things that the banks use as a security question is what city you were born in or what's your mother's maiden name. Well, guess what? That's exactly the sort of thing that you're likely to disclose on the surveys on these social networking sites. And it's very difficult to know how much stuff gets leaked. You really have to be very cautious about what information you put out there. Nobody should stop using these things. They're great fun and a great productivity tool, but you have to understand that the bad guys are using them too.
So when using these sites, what questions should we be asking ourselves?
Well, here's the basic one. I never say anything on any of those sites that I wouldn't want my children or my mother or my boss or my spouse to read, because they probably will. That stuff all gets leaked somewhere. And then on top of that, you've got to be very thoughtful about what other information you leak. I just refuse to leak any family history information and stuff like that. One of the most sensible things that people can do is to develop a good, healthy dose of skepticism. You probably don't have a secret admirer. And if you get something from a secret admirer, don't believe it. And you probably are not a winner. I have to tell my kids all the time, I'm sorry, kids, you're not a winner. You know how you go to those websites and it says, you're the millionth visitor and you want a free laptop? And I have to say, no, you're not a winner, sorry. So develop a good, healthy dose of skepticism. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. The next best thing that you can do other than that is, it's actually hard to keep that stuff safe. And a really good plan, we've got a free product called Link Scanner, and it's meant to exactly scan those websites and look for tricky things. They can get it from avg.com. It's free. There's no reason for people not to include it, not to install it. That'll help a lot.
Okay, Roger Thompson, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Roger Thompson is Chief Research Officer at AVG, an antivirus firm. I'm Frances Alonzo, VOA News, Washington.